Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Samach Tes. We are holding on the very top of Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph. Today's daf is going to be all about different bios that passel a woman from Truma or are Einan Ma'achilos Truma. It's the last full daf of the seventh parak of Maseches Yevamos. So just to recap a little bit, as there's not much to summarize in terms of the layout of the daf, it's all about passeling for Truma. A little bit on Amud Beis. We have about a chashash ibur b'bia achas. If you only have one bia, do you have to be choshesh that maybe she's pregnant? A little bit about the notion that for the first 40 days, the baby's maya b'alma, the fetus is not considered a fetus yet. So we're going to discuss those things as well. But mostly, in the majority of the daf is about the passeling woman from eating truma through various bios asuros. So the yesterday we derived that a kohenes, that's nivel olapasla, is possible from truma, from Bitrumas HaKadshim. A Levi of Yisraelis, that's Nivelo L'Psulim, is possible from Truma, from the word Bas Ubas, that even if you generally aren't Dorish Vavin, over here the whole word is extra when it says Bas, when it says Vas Koen Kisiel Managrusha, so the Uvas is not, or Vas Koen Kisiel Ishzar, right? It could have just said Kisiel Ishzar, didn't need to say Ubas, so the whole word is considered extra. And we learned that Nivelo L'Psul is pasul l'kuhuna, forget about truma, but it's pasul l'kuhuna from a kal v'chom, from a grusha, that a grusha is asur l'kuhuna, even though she's mutaris b'truma. So someone who's asur b'truma is for sure asur b'kuhuna, and we learned from kisihia that a nivel al pasula is chayave lavin, because kisihia is havaya, is someone that there's kiddushin with, chayave lavin there's kiddushin with, and the psul of chayave krisus we learn from a different pasuk of almana u'grusha. So we're on the very top of Samach Tes Amud Aleph at Ashkechan Kohenes. So says the Gemara, Ashkechan Kohenes, we find this pasuk that an akum and an eved pasul Kohenes from eating truma of their boal Kohenes, because it's talking about a bas kohen going back to Beis Avia. But Levi of Yisraelis, that have a child who's a kohen, minolad, how do I know that they also become pasul from eating truma from a bia to an eved or an akum? So the Gemara answers, Kedam Rabbi Abba Amarav, Bas Ubas, like Rabbi Abba Amarav says, that Bas Ubas, the extra vavs, come to teach us a drasha. So Hachanami, over here also, we learn from the Pasuk, Ubas Kohen, Kisiya Li'ishzar, about the psul of Leviv Yisraelis as well, that it could have said Bas, it could have just said Bas Kohen without the extra vav, from the fact that it says Ubas, so you see, Bas Ubas, that Ubas Kohen, we learn from that extra vav, that Levi of Yisraelis becomes Pasul with a Bias Pasul as well. So now the Gemara says, who is this Tana the Darshan's Vavin? Kiman, Rabbi Akiva, the Darsh Vavi. This is a Sugya Mesech Sanhedrin Daphne and Aleph, where Rabbi Akiva holds we could Darshan an extra letter, an extra Vav, and the Chum Marcholek. So this seems to only work according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara answers now, like it did in yesterday's Daf, nah, Filutem Rabbanan, we could even say that we're going like the Rabbanan, and we're not going to have a Kasha. Where do we learn that a Levi of Yisraelis become Pasul? The Rabbanan also hold that we could darshan from Uvas Kohen, because Kule Uvas Krayaseiruhu, the whole word Uvas, the whole phrase Uvas Kohen is an extra pasuk. The previous pasuk already said Uvas Kohen, so this pasuk all it had to say was V'chiti Almano Grusha. Why does it have to say Uvas Kohen? So it teaches us that the Levi of Yisraelis becomes pasul as well through the Bia Asura, through this Bia with the Eved and the Ovid Chavim. So now the Gemara goes back to the actual drash Uvas Kohen. See Almanu Grusha, and the Gemara is gonna ask that we should be mechalik between someone who has Almanus Vegerishin and someone who doesn't have Almanus Vegerishin differently than we were previously mechalik between someone who has Tefisas Kedushin and someone who doesn't. The Ema, why don't we say that the pasuk is actually coming to teach us a kula and to tell us the following: Mishiyesh Almanus Vegerishin ba kiles lazera ka'achla. If there is Almanus Vegerishin, it's a relationship where it's possible to have almanos gerushin and she gets divorced or is in the Solomon without any children, that's when the bas kohen goes back to the truma of her father's house. But if she has children from such a marriage, then she doesn't go back to eating the truma of her father's house. But maybe the way to be mechalik is mishein lo almanos gerushin, but someone who there's no almanos gerushin with in the first place, meaning an akum, an eved, afal gavdi islay zera namitechul. Maybe even if she has children from such a man, she could still eat the truma of Beis Avia, even if she has children from the akum or the eved, because that zera is considered like zera behema, and it's never going to be enough to pasul it. It's considered like it's completely zera behema. So Gemara says, Kain, if the pasuk is coming to be Mekel about a woman who was married to an Eved or an Akumen, to tell me that she's always able to go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah, Ribuye Leviya V'Yisraelis Lomeli, why do we need to be Marba Leviya V'Yisraelis from this pasuk to tell us that if they are Nival to someone who doesn't have Almanos V'Gerishin, that they can eat Truma even if they have children from that union? We can learn that from a Kohenes. If a Kohenes eats Truma even though she has Zera Pasul, a Levi V'Yisraelis should for sure be able, still be eligible for Truma. From the fact that we need a special Ribuy in the pasuk for a Levi V'Yisraelis tells us that the pasuk is only coming to be Machmir and to tell us that she become that they become Pasul. So we learn that a Kohenes is Nifsal B'Bias Akum V'Eved even when there's no Zera, meaning we know when she's Bawel with someone who there's Almanas V'Gerishin Ba, so we know the rule. If the Bas Kohen is Nivel with someone that there is Almanas V'Gerishin Ba, we know the rule. If she has a child from that person, so then she cannot go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah. If she doesn't have a child, she can go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah. What we don't know is, what does that tell us about the same woman, the same Bas Kohen, who has a relationship with a person who there's no Almanas V'Gerishin Ba? You could take it in two directions. You could either say, like we said yesterday, that even if she doesn't have a child from that person, it's such a terrible bia that she's going to be pasul anyway. She's not going to be able to go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah. Or like we were suggesting now, that no, then maybe it's a kula. Maybe if it's with an eved or an oved kachavim that she doesn't have almanos v'gerishin bo, that it's not even going to pasul her. Even if she has a child, it's not going to pasul her. So that's what the Gemara is saying, that it can't be teaching us the kula, because then we wouldn't need a special pasuk to tell us about a levi of Yisraelis. So from the pasuk of Siel Ish Zar, where we're marbe chayav elavin, where there's tfisas kiddushin, and from the lashon kitia, tia is a lashon havaya, a lashon of kiddushin. From the pasuk of Siel Almano Grusha, we were marbe chayav krisus. So we had two different pasukim to teach about the two different types of relationships. So frankly, Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva damrein kiddushin tofsin bechayav elavin, my kitia lish zar. According to Rabbi Akiva, where there's no tfis kiddushin bechayav elavin either, so they're all in the same category. Chayav krisus, chayav elavin. There's no tefis kiddushim in any of them. What do we need the pasuk of kisiyah the ishzar? Kisiyah can't be lashon havaya, can't be telling me dafka of tefisas kiddushim, because even chayav elavin don't have tefisas kiddushim. So it must be kisiyah means kiti ba'el. Kisiyah must be understood as when she has bia with an ishzar. And the pasuk is teaching us that all bia zar is possible, even an akum, even an eved. So therefore, almano grusha lamali. So why do I need the words almano grusha, which we previously used to be marba akum ve'eved l'chora? That's now extra, because we already learned that any zar is possible from the pasuk kisiyah l'ishzar, and it makes no difference whether it's tefisas kiddushin or no tefisas kiddushin. So Gemara explains, no, kitiyah almano grusha is not extra. It doesn't teach us that when she marries a guy or an eved, she's possible for truma. Rather, it teaches us the pasuk is needed l'gufo to teach us the actual din of almano grusha, that when there is zera, the woman cannot go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah, and when there's no zera from the almano grusha, she can go back to Trumas Beis Aviyah. Why does the pasuk need to tell us both of these things, both an almana and a grusha? Almana la hachmir aleha, grusha la hakal aleha. We needed to tell us about an almana to teach us that when there is zera, she cannot go back to the Trumas Beis Aviyah, and by a grusha to teach us the kula, that when there's no zera, she can go back to the Trumas Beis Aviyah. Why? What's the difference between almana and grusha? Why would I think to be mechalek? Utsricha. We need both almana and grusha to be taught. Diyashmin almana, had the Torah only said that almana that doesn't have a child goes back to the Beis Aviyah, I would mean almana who is married to an almana who was married to Yisrael, a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, and then became an almana. Had the Torah only told me that she goes back to the Beis Aviyah, I would say almana with the chilas lazara achla mishum dechazil lekuhuna. Maybe an almana, the reason why, if she doesn't have children from her marriage to Yisrael, she can go back to her father's truma. That's because an almana is kashal lekuhuna. An almana is kashal lekohen hediot. So we see that whatever that marriage did to her, it didn't passel her that badly. She still kasher l'kohen hedyot, so mele she'd be kasher l'truma as well. Aval grusha d'lochazi l'kuna, but if she's a grusha, she's not even mutter l'kohen hedyot now, so she became pasul from that marriage. Ema afal gav d'les l'zera lo achla. I might think that the marriage alone ruined her from eating her father's truma, even though she doesn't have any zera from him. V'yashmin and grusha, and had it only told me about a grusha, I would say the opposite, that grusha d'chiyis l'zera lo achla, that maybe only a grusha, when she has a child from this marriage, cannot eat truma. Mishum d'lochazi l'kuna, because this marriage was had a very major impact on her. She's not able to marry a kohen anymore. Aval amana d'chazi l'kuna, ema afagav dis l'zera nami teichul. But I might have thought that an almana who's still right l'kuna, even if she has a child from a marriage to Israel, she should still be able to go back to her father's truma. Tzricha, that's why the Torah has to tell me about both an almana and a grusha, that when she has zera, she has a child from her marriage, she cannot go back l'beis avia. When she does not have a child from the marriage, she can go back to the trumas beis avia. So now the Gemara is going to go back to the actual din, that is zar pasels l'truma. So we're going to talk about what zar pasels with his bia, and if it's only those psulim that we had mentioned earlier, meaning we had mentioned, so says Gemara ve'ema, let's say that included in this din of ubas kohen kisil ish zar is nivala l'pasela af machzu grushaso. So we say that nivala l'pasela, a woman who's nivala l'pasela, pasels from truma, maybe included in the nivala l'pasela is someone who's machzur grushaso. That a regular Yisrael marries a woman, they get divorced, she marries someone else, and then they get divorced, and now she goes back to the original husband. So maybe that's enough. That iser of the lav of being machzir grushaso should be enough to pasul her from truma in the future. So why do we say he ksheiro vlad kasher, the kavana, meaning that she's kasher lakuna and for sure for truma? The Gemara said earlier memdalam beis that this is not the case. It does not pasul her from truma. So the Gemara answers li ish zar amarachmana, because what pasuls her from truma when she's nivela to an ish zar? Ish zar is defined as misha zaret slameikara, someone who was always usher to her, like an Ammoni, a Moavi, someone like that. But laafuke hai to lo zaret slameikarahu, as opposed to maksir grushaso, where they were once perfectly permissibly married to each other, and there was nothing wrong with it. So maksir grushaso is not going to be the kind of person that's going to pasul her to truma. So now the Gemara says, okay, but the drasha kisir lish zar, from where we learn that it be a pasul, that it be a psula, pasels her, ihachi, if that din, that a bias pasels her, is learned from kisiel ishzar, well then chalal delav zar humeikara. What about a chalal that's born from a pasel of kuhuna, where there was no, it also is not a zar meikara, should not be considered ishzar, because he's allowed to marry a kohenes. So lo livsol shouldn't pasel his wife from eating truma. So why does the Brisa say on Samaches Amar Aleph, amongst the psulim that pasel a woman from truma is a chalal, but a chalal is allowed to marry the woman. He's not zaret slameikara. He's perfectly mutter to marry her. So why should he pasul the bas kohen from truma? So the Gemara says, no, there's a special limud about chalal. Amar Kra, the pasuk says, lo yichalal zaro be'amav. Umakish zaro lo. We make a specific hekish between the child of a chalal and the chalal himself. Mahu, just like the Kohen Gadol that marries an almana that's usher to him, posel, pasels her from eating truma, avzaro, so too the chalal that results from such marriage, nami posel, also has the ability to pasel whoever he's boel from eating truma. So if the Kohen Gadol marries an almana, the Kohen Gadol himself is mechalal, pasels the almana from eating truma, so the zera from that marriage, who is a chalal, will also pasel whoever he has bia with from eating truma. So it says Gemara Ve'ema Mishas Havaya, but at what stage do we assume the psul happens? Is it from the psul of Kiddushin, or is it from the stage of Kiddushin, or only from the stage of Bia? So why don't we say the psul Kisiyah sounds like Havaya, sounds like Kiddushin, that's the stage that it becomes psul. So it's from when a man is Mekadesh, an Isha, a psul man is Mekadesh Nisha, she should become possible from Truma, even if he dies before they ever have Bia. So why do we assume that it's only at the Bia? After all, Kisiya implies that it's already at the Shas Kiddushin, and it's the Gemara, Dumya, the Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. It's all derived from Kohen Gadol Ba'almana. Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana Bibia, just like Kohen Gadol only passels the Almana once they have Bia. How do I know that that's true? Because the Pasuk says, V'lo Yichal El Zaro. So it implies that it has to be something that could produce Zera, that could produce a child. So it's only at the time of Bia. Afhainami Bibia. So we hear also, Opsulim is also only passel from the time of Bia. So Gemara says, yeah, but by other psulim, we should at least require a kiddushin and the Bia in order to passel, meaning it still says Kisiya. So granted, you want to learn from Kohen Gadol that it's going to involve a Bia, but who says it doesn't also involve a kiddushin? So ve'ema adi ikahavaya ubia. Why don't we say that it's that when a puzzle person is boiler, it's only going to puzzle when there's both havaya and bia? And says the Gemara, dumya to Kohen Gadol Balmana. No, again, it all goes back to Kohen Gadol Balmana. Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana bebia luchuda. Afhai nami bebia luchuda. Just like Kohen Gadol Balmana, we're going to learn in about 10 days from now. A drasha. We're going to figure out how we know this, but we're going to learn that it's only with bia, even without kiddushin, it's enough to pasul. So too, all other psulim with bia alone is enough to pasul. You don't need kiddushin to pasul as well. Now we're going to go back to the three-way discussion that we had on the bottom of Samach Chesed Aleph. When we quoted this brisa with three opinions, I mentioned yesterday, we're not supposed to understand the differences yet. We'll get to it tomorrow. So now it's tomorrow. So now we'll get to the three opinions. We had a brisa on Samach Chesed Aleph that listed off all of the psulim that pasul b'biyasam. And when Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said rules as to when they pasul b'biyasam and when not. And now the Gemara is going to try to figure out what's the difference between all these three shitos. So the Tanakhama said that a Bentes Shonim V'Yom Echad, who's a Ger, Ammoni, Moavi, Mitzri, Edomi, Kuti, Nasin, Cholol, Mamzer, gave a whole list of all the psulim that they all have the ability to passel. And then Rabbi Yossi went ahead and said that no, there's a rule. It's not a list. It's a rule. The rule is Kol Shezaro Passel, any passel whose Zera is going to be passel from Kuna, Posel has the ability to passel with his Bia, has the ability to passel his wife from Kuna. But V'kol She'ein Zaro Passel, any passel who doesn't passel his Zera from Kuna, Eino Posel is not going to passel his wife from Kuna. So that's a rule, but Ma'ika Bein Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. What's the nafkamina between Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi? Tanakama gave a list, Rabbi Yossi put it into words that makes a rule out of it, but the rule seems to just express the list, meaning all these people are still the same people. It's still the Ger, the Amoni, the Moavi, the Mitzri, the Adomi, the Kuti, the Nas, and the Chol, the Mamzer. What's he adding? So says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mitzri Sheni. It's adding a second generation Mitzri, Vadomi Sheni, and a second generation Adomi, Ikabinayu. That's the Nafkamina between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi. Why is that a Nafkamina? According to the Tanakama, any Mitzri and Adomi that's Pasul, Lava, Bekal themselves will Pasul their wives with the Bia. So Mitzri and Adomi Sheni, who are Pasul, Lava, Bekal, because it's Ador Shlishi that they're not allowed to be Lava, Bekal. So if the person himself is a Mitzri Sheni, he himself is Pasul, Lava, Bekal. Memela, he's going to Pasul with his Bia as well. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's Dafka, Mitzri and Adomi Rishon, because Rabbi Yossi said the Geder is anyone whose Zera would be Pasul, who the next generation is going to be Pasul. So only a Mitzri Rishon and Adomi Rishon is Zera will be Pasul. But a Mitzri Sheni, the Zera is not going to be Pasul. The Zera is going to be Kasher Lava Bekal. Memela, he's not going to have the ability to Pasul his wife. So that's the big Nafkamina between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. Ushneim Lelem Du'el, Lemi Kohen Gadol Balmana. And both of them derive their rule from the Kohen Gadol Balmana, which is the source of the whole idea of Pasuling the Ishal through the Bia. So Tanakhama, Sarva, the Tanakhama learns from Kohen Gadol Balmana that Ma Kohen Gadol Balmana should be also Ba'avera, just like Kohen Gadol Balmana, where there's a Bia Sav Isser, he's not allowed to be Boel her, Uposel, and he therefore passels her from eating Truma, Sa'af Hainami Posel. So the Mitzri Sheni and Adomi Sheni, the Bia is a Bia Asura, Memela, it's going to passel the woman from eating Truma. Rabbi Yossi Sava, Rabbi Yossi holds that a Mitzri Sheni and Adomi do not passel the Bia, because he holds Ki Kohen Gadol, that it should be the all Psulim have to be just like the Kohen Gadol that passels the Almana. In the following way, though, Ma Kohen Gadol Shezaro Passel, just like the Kohen Gadol who marries an Almana, the Zera from that marriage is going to be Pasul, the Zera is going to be a Chalal, uposel, and therefore the Kohen Gadol passels the almana herself from eating truma, av kol shezar uposel, posel. So only someone who's forbidden in a way where the zera from the union is going to be posel, is going to be chal, only such a person can posel his wife as well. La fuke mitzvisheni dein zara posel, as opposed to a mitzvisheni where his zera is not posel. The mitzvi shlishi is even allowed to marry a kohenes, is mutal kuhuna. So dechsev banim asher yavodlam dor shlishi yavolam bekal Hashem. Pasuk says beferish the dor shlishi is able to be yavol bekal Hashem. So from there we see that a mitzvah that is born from a mitzri sheni is not pasul lekal, and his daughter is kashri afil lukuna. The Gemara is going to derive later on. So Rabbi Yossi holds that from bias mitzri sheni, a vlad kashri is able to come out. That could be yavu bekal. So the bia is not going to pasul the woman either. It all depends on the zera, according to Rabbi Yossi. But then we had a third opinion. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer kol sha atanose bito atanose al menaso. Rabbi Gamliel says any time a kohen is allowed to marry this man's daughter, so then you're allowed to marry his almana as well. And whenever you're not allowed to marry his daughter, then you're not allowed to marry his almana. So what does it take to pasul the almana? Someone who their daughter would be pasul. So Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what's enough kamina between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? It's all about the zera, right? It's all about the offspring. If the offspring is going to be fine, then the wife is going to be fine. If the offspring is not going to be fine, the wife's not going to be fine. It's the same thing. Amar Ula, there, where is the one case of a psul of yichus where we differentiate between male offspring and female offspring? We have a drasha. Amoni v'lo amonis, Moavi v'lo moavis. That's our whole yichus of the Malchus Beis David. Depends on that drasha. That we need Moavi v'lo moavis. That Rusa Moavia is mutalova bakal, is mutaris lova bakal. That's where we distinguish between male offspring and female offspring. So when Shimon Gamliel formulates it, that it all depends on the daughter. If you're allowed to marry his daughter, then you're allowed to marry his wife. So that's what shows us that nafkamin is, if a ger amoni or Moavi is ba on a kohenis, levia Yisraelis, where the banim that are male are going to be pasul forever, but the daughters are going to be kosher, even the kohuna. So Rabbi Yossi, who says you have to look whether zaro pasul, so he's looking at the males. According to Mishum Liel, who says, well, yeah, you have to look at his daughter, so then he's going to say that you're allowed to marry his wife as well, because the daughter is kosher lekuhuna. So that's going to be the nafkamina. And ushneim lalim dwell in the kohen gadol ba'almana. And once again, everyone derives their din from the kohen gadol ba'almana. Rabbi Yossi savar ma kohen gadol ba'almana shezaru pasul uposel av kol shezaru pasul posel. Rabbi Yossi would say very straightforward: kohen gadol ba'almana, the zera of kohen gadol ba'almana is a chalal. He becomes pasul. So too the kohen gadol had the ability to pasul the almana. So anyone whose zera will be pasul has the ability to pasul his wife. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel savar ma kohen gadol ba'almana shekol zaru pasul. It's not just that Zaro Pasul, it's Shekol Zaro Pasul. The paradigm of Kohen Gadol, reverse paradigm, I don't know what you call it, of Kohen Gadol Baal Mana, where we say that he's going to Pasul his wife, that's because all of his offspring are Pasul. So that's why it's Pasul, he'll Pasul his wife with his Bia as well. So Af Shekol Zaro Pasul, only someone who all their children, the sons and the daughters, are going to be Pasul through that Bia, Pasul who Pasul with his own, with his wife with his Bia as well. La fuke amoni mavi den kol zaro posel de in kol zaro posel damer mar amoni v'lo amonis moavi v'lo moavis. So since it's all the zera is not going to be posel because the daughters are mutzul of a bakal, even lakuna mimeli, you can't compare bias kohen gadol ba'almana to bia that kol zaro is not necessarily nifsal, where we distinguish between zecharim and nekevos, and therefore it's not such a bia is not going to posel the wife. Now the mishnah, it's a new mishnah, but it's just continuing in the same topic. And what ways Bas Kohen is going to be pasled from going back to eating her father's truma, and in what ways she won't be pasled, and also when it is that a Bas Yisrael is going to become pasled from is not going to be mutter to eat truma, and is going to become pasled to eat truma in the future. So says the Mishnah. Honus or mefata. Let's say Yisrael is ma'anis or mefata bas kohen vashota, or a shota that marries bas kohen lo poslin. It's not going to pasul from eating truma, and also the v'lo ma'achilin. If you have a kohen that's ma'anis or mefata bas Yisrael, or a kohen shota that marries a bas Yisrael, it's not going to be machler her truma. because there's no kinyan ishus. Only when a kohen has a kinyan ishus on a woman will it be machler truma. But ve'im einon ruy love of Yisrael, if a bas kohen is nivellas to someone who's not roy love of Yisrael, hare l'posel, that will passel the bas kohen from eating truma. Ketzad, so the Mishnah says, let's spell this out. What are we talking about over here? Yisrael shabal bas kohen. Let's say you have a Yisrael that's boel the bas kohen, and meaning he's ma'anis, or he's mefata bas kohen, tochal b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma because she was not niskadish. She was not niskadish to the onus of the mefata, and the shota, even though he was mekadish her and he married her, it was all meaningless because he can't have a kinyan. So that bia will not passel because the bas kohen shenivel Yisrael doesn't become possible from eating truma. But Ibra, if she actually became pregnant from them, lo tochal b'truma, then she's not allowed to eat truma because an ubar passels her from eating truma. What if nechtach ubar b'me'eha, the baby gets cut up inside of her and is no longer a viable fetus? So tochal, now she's allowed to eat truma because she doesn't have a little pasul inside of her. Hayu kohen shaba. What if you have the opposite? Kohen shabal bas Yisrael. A kohen is ma'anis from refata bas Yisrael. Then lo tochal b'truma. She's not going to be able to eat truma because she's not the kinyan kaspo of the kohen. Ibra, if she becomes pregnant from the kohen, so she has a little kohen growing inside of her, lo tochal, she's not allowed to eat truma still because the ubar doesn't have the ability to be machil, his mother in truma. But yolda tochal, if she gives birth to a kohen, now she's able to eat truma. Nimtza kocho shel ben, gadol mishalav. So it turns out that the ben has more koch than the av, because as soon as that baby is born, the mother's allowed to eat truma. But when the father was boel the woman, she was not yet able to eat truma. So the birth of the baby is able to accomplish what the father wasn't able to accomplish with his bia. Ha'eved posel, the Mishnah goes on to tell us, an eved passes from kuhuna and from eating truma mishum bia. If an eved is boel and isha, that would otherwise be roi lechel truma, so that passels her. And similarly, ve'eno posel, bas kohen, who has zera, that's an eved from a kosher Yisrael, and then her husband dies, we'll explain how that works in a second, that will not passel her from going back to Truma's Beis Aviyah Mishum Zera. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, what's a case where a woman has Zera that's an Eved from a Yisrael Kosher? How does a regular kosher woman have offspring that's an Eved from a regular kosher man? So what you need to do is you need to add a generation over here, meaning she doesn't have direct Zera, it's not her own children, we're obviously talking grandchildren over here. Here's how it works. Bas Yisrael Lekohen, regular Bas Yisrael marries a regular Kohen, wonderful. Or Bas Kohen Yisrael, Bas Kohen marries the Yisrael. The Yolda Yemenu Ben, and they have a son, and the husband dies, and now the Bas Yisrael can eat Truma because of her son, right? She has offspring from the Kohen. The Bas Kohen can't eat Truma because of her son. Meaning in the case of the Bas Kohen, the married Yisrael, she's not able to eat Truma because she has a son from the Yisrael that passes her from eating Truma. But then what happens? V'halach ha-ben v'nichbash ala shivcha v'yoldei men ben. This son then goes and sleeps with the shivcha, and they have offspring, they have a child from, so this the original woman now is a grandchild who is Hareza Evet, who is an Evet, because when a man goes and sleeps with the shivcha, the zera is miyuchas after the mother. So the son dies, because the son who's boel the shivcha dies. Ha'ise'im aviv, the grandmother of this Evet, is a Bas Yisrael Lekohen, is a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, lo tochal b'truma, and she can eat truma even though she has zera from the marriage to a kohen, because the zera that she has from the marriage to a kohen is an eved. It's not miyuchas after the kohen. So it could turn out that a woman marries a kohen, has an anical from the kohen, but the kohen that she was married to is no longer alive, neither is her son alive anymore. She can't eat truma even though she has an anical from the kohen, because that anical is not an anical, it's an eved. Bas kohen the Yisrael tochal b'truma. And it will also turn out in the reverse, if she was a Bas Kohen who had married a Yisrael, and she has a grandchild from that marriage, still she can go back to eating her father's truma, to the truma space of Iyah, because that grandchild is an Eved, so it doesn't count, it's not considered Zera, so she can go back to truma space of Iyah. Another interesting case, the Mishnah says, Mamzer Posel Machil. What's the case of a mamzer pasling and being machil truma? Bas Yisrael the Kohen, you have a Bas, again, we'll add another generation here. You have a Bas Yisrael marries a Kohen. Or Bas Kohen the Yisrael, you have a Bas Kohen that marries Yisrael. V'yoldei menu Bas. And instead of a son this time, they have a daughter. And the original husband dies after the daughter is born. So now that Bas Yisrael can eat Truma. If it was a Bas Yisrael the Kohen, she could eat Truma because she has offspring from the Kohen. She has a daughter, right? So that would be fine. If it was a Bas Kohen that was married to Yisrael and they have a daughter, she cannot eat Truma because she's married to, she has Zera from Yisrael. So that would disqualify her from eating Truma. But then we take the next step. V'holcha Bas V'niseis, that daughter goes ahead and gets married the Eved Olovik Chavim. She goes and she marries an Eved or an Ovik Chavim, the old Menu Ben, and she has a child, she has a son from that Eved or Ovik Chavim, Hareza Mamzer. That child is a Mamzer because there's no Tfisas Kiddushin with his parents. His mother was a Yisraelis and his or Bas Kohen, depending on which case, and his father was an Eved or an Ovik Chavim. And when there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So now it turns out, and then let's say the middle generation dies, right? So now it turns out, Hayseim Imo Bas Yisrael LeKohen. If the grandmother of this Mamzer was a Bas Yisrael LeKohen, and again, the Kohen's not alive anymore, the middle generation is not alive anymore, Tochal B'Truma. She can eat Truma. She can eat Truma because the Zera Pasul is considered Zera. Bas Kohen the Yisrael, if the grandmother was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael, lo tochal b'truma, because she has Zera from the Yisrael, because a Zera Pasul does count as Zera. It's not an Eved, it's a Mamzer. There's a difference between an Eved and a Mamzer. Kohen Gadol, pa'amim shuhu posel. And then in the most remarkable case, perhaps, of the Mishnah, sometimes a Kohen Gadol will pasel a Bas Kohen from eating Truma anymore. How could that happen, that the existence of a Kohen Gadol will pasel a Bas Kohen from eating Truma? Ketzad, Bas Kohen, the Yisrael. Regular Bas Kohen marries the Yisrael. The old Amen of Bas, and they have a daughter, and then the Yisrael dies. Now that Bas cannot eat Truma because of her because of her daughter, right? This was a Bas Kohen who was married to Yisrael. She cannot be Chuzeres Truma space of Yehbik. She has a daughter from Yisrael. But then Valcha Bas V'nisis the Kohen V'yoldei Menu Ben, that Bas goes ahead and gets married to a Kohen, and they have a son, Hareza Roylius Kohen Gadol. Nothing wrong with that son. He's perfectly miyuchas. He could be the Kohen Gadol. There's nothing, no Isurim were done. Ominu Mishamish Al Gabi Amzbeach Umachel Asimo, and he'll be able to be machel his mother Truma because she's a Bas Yisrael who has a son who's a Kohen, but a Posalemimo, but can pasel his grandmother because his grandmother was a Bas Kohen, and now his grandmother can't go back to Truma's Beis Aviyah because his grandmother has Zera in the world from a Yisrael. It just happens to be that the Zera that she has in the world from a Yisrael is a Kohen Gadol, but she has, it's just a dramatic way of saying it, it doesn't matter, Kohen Hedi, Kohen Gadol. She has Zera in the world who's from a Yisrael, so she can't go back to Truma's Beis Aviyah. So Zosomeres, lo kibni Kohen Gadol, shuposleni min a Truma. That's what they say, like a woman could complain, "Ay, Nebuchadme, my son's not a doctor, he's a Kohen Gadol. You know, my grandson's a Kohen Gadol. Nebuchadme, that my grandson's a Kohen Gadol." That she's not able to eat Truma because Nebuchadme, grandsons of Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah, it's, again, it's a dramatic way of presenting it. They were good. Rabbi Danasi was a good teacher also. So with a little bit of drama, it expresses itself better. Okay, so the Mishnah said that a Shota doesn't possible and is not Machal B'Truma, because everything a Shota does, it's not a Maisa Kinyan at all. So Gemara brings a Braisa about a Shota once we mention that. So Tanina La Adetan Rabban, we have a Braisa that mentions this din. Shota V'Katan Shnasu Nashu Meisu. So if you have a Shota or a Katan that gets married and then they die, Nashu their wives are pater from chalitza and yibum. Ketzad, hay Yisrael shabal bas kohen. So that's it because the women were never nesuos to the mace because there's no tefillas kiddushin. The Mishnah then went on to say ketzad hay Yisrael shabal bas kohen tochal b'truma ibrelo tochal, that if Yisrael is baal bas kohen with onus or mefata bas kohen, so she can still eat truma of her father's house, but if she's pregnant she's not going to be able to eat truma. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Kivan de Ibra, if we know that she's pregnant, that's when we say lo tochal. She's no longer going to be able to eat her father's truma. But But then, even if we don't know if she's pregnant, lechus shema ibra. Right away, shouldn't we at least be concerned that maybe she's pregnant? Shouldn't that be enough? Milo tanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah if you have two men that are mekadesh two women, and at the time of knisas and lechuppah they switch their wives and they don't know who is who, so they mixed them up. So mafrishinos on shlosha chadashim shema mubarosheid. We have to keep them away from their respective husbands for 3 months, because if they spent one night with the other guy, we have to be concerned that maybe they're mu'ubaros and the children are going to be mamzerim. So we need to, in order to have havchana between Vlad Kosher and Vlad Pasul, we need them apart for 3 months, because we're choshesh that maybe they're pregnant. So Amar Rabbi Arfuna liyuchsin chashu lechum lechashu. So Rabbi Arfuna says, no, when it comes to yichus, when it comes to chash mamzerus, yeah, we're going to be choshesh that maybe she's pregnant. But when it comes to eating truma, we're not going to be choshesh that maybe she's pregnant. Only if we know that she's mu'ubaros, then we're going to say that we'll have to follow whatever that means in terms of truma. So the fact that when it comes to truma, are we not choshesh for a suffix, maybe she's pregnant? Vatanya, we have a brisa that talks about a bas yisrael that marries a kohen and she doesn't have any zara, and then he gives her a get and he says to her, hareze gitech sha achas kodul musasi, that this should be a get one moment before I die. Asur lechol b'truma miyad, she's right away asur eat truma. Why? Because we're choshesh that maybe the husband's going to die, and it's concerned that right now it's going to turn out to be the Shah Achas called the Misaso, and she's going to be divorced, and she's not going to be allowed to eat Truma. So every moment that she wants to eat Truma, we're choshish for the Safek. So you see, if we're choshish for all these kinds of sfeikos, when it comes to Truma, we should at least be choshish that if she had beer with someone, then maybe she's pregnant from that person. That's a reasonable enough suffix. It's a more reasonable suffix that maybe this is the moment before this guy is going to die, and we're choshish for that when it comes to Truma. There's an interesting comparison at Sushtal, I didn't really follow, but it was an interesting case. In the Chukas Torah Lishma, he discusses whether it's mutter to test somebody. If you're not sure if the help in the house, you have a ben bayis by you, let's say, you're not sure if he's stealing. So can you, leave some money in a room and test and see what happens, and check your drop cam later or whatever. Can you give him $150 and say, here, give this $100 to so and so and see if he pockets the other 50? Torah Lishma talks about this. Or is it a violation of Lifnei Iver that your mom is tempting him to steal? It's a violation of Lifnei Iver. So he says that all these things are asur because maybe he's going to violate it, and it's going to be a violation of Lifnei Iver Lositin Mikshal. And he brings a lot of rayas, and one of them is from this Gemara. That we say, if someone says, Areze Gitech, Shach, Eskod, Misaso, it's also Lechel Bitrum Miyad, because we're Choshesh, Kol Shah, Shami Yamos, in that Shah, even though right now he's perfectly living. So you see, whenever there's a Cheshash, Pen Yasa Zeh Isser, then maybe right now there's a Maisa Isser being done, so you always have to stay away from the Cheshash of maybe there's an Isser being done. Not such a Sushal, that has nothing to do with Neiver. That's about a Chalos Gershon, but okay, he's probably. It sounds like it should be Lifnei Iver anyway. I just thought it was an interesting comparison to make. So anyway, Ela Amar Rabbi Arfuna says, no, when it comes to Truma, you're right. We are Choshesh for Sveikos as well when it comes to Truma. The chilek between our Mishnah, where we're not Choshesh that maybe she's pregnant, and the Mishnah about the two women who are swapped for each other, where we are Choshesh that she's pregnant, is very simple. B'nisun chashu b'znus l'chashu. When there was a Bia out of marriage, where people were married, then we're Choshesh that Bia created a fetus, that she might be pregnant, because people are trying to become pregnant when they're married. But biznus lo chashu, when there's a bia that happened biznus, we're not choshish that she became pregnant, because we assume she was dafka trying not to become pregnant if someone was ma'anis or mefater. So we assume mishapechas, she right away tried to clean herself out and get all the zara out of her so that she doesn't become pregnant. Ubinisun mi chashur, we choshish for pregnancy anytime there's marriage. V'atanya, we have a brais of bas koin, she nisis li yisrael. If the bas koin marries Yisrael, umeis, and the husband dies after he has boiled her on that first day, they only had bia once, and the husband dies, tovelas, she has to be tovel because of the tumah from the bia, because that's a pasuk, isha she yishka vishos hashech vazara v'rach tumayim v'tomah la'arev, right, she's a palat hashech vazara, she needs to go to the mikvah, v'ochalas p'truma la'arev, and she eats truma that night. The bas koin could go back to truma's beis aviyah after her husband dies. So even though So we see that even though it's Nisuin, apparently we're not Choshish, so maybe she's pregnant. If she became pregnant from that Yisrael, from that one Bia, she cannot go back to the Trumas Beis Avia. And yet we're not Choshish if she's pregnant. We let her go right back to the Trumas Beis Avia. What's going on over here? So Amar Rav Chista, Tovelos Vecheles Adar Boim. No, it's only for the first 40 days that we let her to go back and eat her father's truma. Because if she's not pregnant, great, she's not pregnant. Vima abra, and even if she is pregnant, very major statement. Until 40 days, we don't consider it a fetus, we just consider it maya ba'alma. The mainaf kamina l'maisa, they consider it maya ba'alma. So the post can talk about in great detail that maya ba'alma means that there will be no problem of aborting such a fetus. According to many poskim, there would be no major issue if it's just maya ba'alma. It certainly wouldn't be murder, according to many poskim, to abort such a fetus, because it's maya ba'alma. It's Shvi'i Deish writes, a woman who was sick and there was going to be a problem with the fetus, it was going to be mechusar ever or mechusar das, he says first 40 days of pregnancy, for such a tzorech, it could be mapul liubar, because it's maya ba'alma. That's what it says mefurish in the sugya. The shach talks about the chashamishba, another nafkamina about it being maya ba'alma. Can it be mezaka l'ubar if the uber is just maya ba'alma, if the uber is just in the first 40 days? So the shach and chashamishba and simon reish yud says mezaka l'ubar before arba'im yom is lo kana, because it's maya ba'alma. Sma disagrees. He points out from the Torah, from the Mechaber, they just say mezakal uber kana, and they're not mechalik between whether it's the first 40 days or not the first 40 days. So it sounds like even if he's maya ba'alma, then maybe that takes away its status as a viable fetus, but it doesn't take away its ability to be kona things. So a lot of discussion about that line of what it means that it's maya ba'alma. If you're going to say that until 40 days the woman is not considered to be mu'uberes, even if she is pregnant, ema seifa. But it goes on to say that this bas kohen that eats truma after her husband dies, hukar ubra b'me'eha teimukul kelos l'mafreya. So if it's hukar ubra, it will turn out that she has to pay back all the truma that she ate. Meaning if after 3 months we realize, oh boy, she's pregnant, so now she was eating truma that she was not allowed to eat because she's pregnant from a Yisrael husband. So she's going to need to pay back all the truma plus a chomesh because she was a czar eating truma the whole time. So maimukul kelos adar b'ayim. So he says, no, you know what mukul kelos means? It means whatever she ate from 40 days till 3 months. That she was a Zara, and that she was not allowed to do. But whatever she ate, whatever truma she ate in the first 40 days, that's not a problem. That we have no issue with. Itmar habal arusaso bebeis chamiv. What if a person is bold as arusa before nisuin, when she's still bebeis chamiv, and she becomes pregnant, she has a baby. Rav amar avlad mamzer, Shmuel amar avlad shtuki. Rav says the vlad is a vade mamzer, because we assume that it's not from the arus that the baby came, because if she's such a prutza that she would be with the arus, mistamish such a prutza she would be with everybody else also, and you can't have a chazak or rov bilosach rabal at the point of erus. And Shmuel says, no, Vlad Shtuki, the Vlad is considered a Shtuki. Meaning Shtuki means a Safek Mamzer. Amar Rav, a Mistavr Milsei the Rav. Rav is more Mistavr that the child is going to be a Mamzer Vadai. To Daima Me'alma, in a case where people are saying that she was Mizana with all sorts of men. Avalo Daima Me'alma, but if people aren't saying that about her, Basri Didei Shadinamai, then we're not going to assume that he's a Vadai Mamzer. Then we would assume that probably the baby was born from the Arus. Amar Rav, Rav says, how do I know this din to Katani? Because the Mishnah says that a Kohen who's Baal Bas Yisrael Biznus doesn't get to eat Truma, Yolda Tochal. But once a baby is born, she does get to eat Truma because she has an offspring from a Kohen. So, hey, Chidami, Ilema did Daima Me'alma. What's the case? If there are people are saying that she's been sleeping around with everybody, Yolda Mai Tochal, then why, when she has a baby, can she eat Truma just because a Kohen was Ma'anes her or is Mefata her? The baby may not belong to the Kohen. El Alav, Minei Daima. It must be that everyone's saying that she was Chashuda from this Kohen, she was a Mefuta to this Kohen, and everyone knows that she had some relationship with this Kohen, Velo Daima Me'alma. But people are not accusing her of having a relationship with anybody else. So, Uma Hasam Dilahai Isura. Now, if in the case of the Mishnah, where she's usher to that Kohen, Ulahai Isura, and she's usher to other men as well, Basra Didesha Dinunle. So it's the same as far as her relationship with the Kohen is the same as her relationship with anyone else. She's not related at all to anybody. anybody. So she's just as usher to that Kohen as she is to anybody else. And still we're willing to say that the child is from that Kohen because of rumors alone that people are saying that she's been with this Kohen and no one's saying she's been with anyone else. So in the case Hacha over here by the Arus, the Lahai Yisura, where somebody else she's usher to, but Lahai Atera, the Arus she's mutter to, at least on the Daraisa level. Lo Kol Shkein, all the more so willing to say that if people are saying that she has no ill reputation about being with anybody else, just about being with this Arus, so then for sure we're going to assume that the baby comes from this Arus. No, I can really tell you any time that there's rumors going on around her relationship with him specifically, even if there's no rumors going on around about her with anyone else, Amar Rav, Vlad Mamzer. Rav is still going to say the Vlad is a Mamzer, the baby's not from him. The baby's not from the Arus. My time, Tamrina, Mida Afkara Nafsha, the Gabi Arus, Afkara Nafsha, the Alma. Because we say if she was Mafka herself for the Arus, Mistama, she was Mafka herself for everybody else as well. Umas Nisin, and the Mishnah where we say that the Vlad is the Kohen's Vlad, that's why Yishneim Chavushim, Mesasurim. That's where there's no other possibility. They were both stuck in jail, and the only person she could have slept with is this Kohen. That's all the first Lashon of what to do with this Machlokas, whether the Vlad is a mamzer or not. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up the Ikadamri with the second mushroom.